Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for listening to the show today. Today, I want to talk about an important subject that many Christians often miss. And before I do that, I want to welcome everybody and let you know the name of my website is Torah Life Ministries. And some people hear that and they say, why is a Jewish program on a Christian radio station? And I inform people the truth of what our Creator says his instructions is, and that is known as the Torah. And a lot of Christians will ask me, well, where do they get a copy of the Torah? And I advise them, as a Christian or a professed believer in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus, they should be reading their Bibles. And often they get upset at me and they say, how dare you say we don't read our Bibles? And I say, well, if you did, you would know that the Torah is your Bible. It's the first five books of the Bible. And then they say, you mean starting in Matthew? I said, no. Your Bible doesn't start with Matthew. Your Bible starts with the book of Genesis. And the first five books of the Bible, that's what the Torah is. That's what the guidelines and instructions are. That's what the misused word of law means. You see, there's two laws in the Bible, folks. There's the laws of our Creator and there's laws of man. It comes down to either a man-made system or our Creator's guidelines and instructions. The path of our Creator or the path of the world. And the path of the world is a very wide path. The path of our Creator is a very narrow path, and only few people find it. And even then, only few people stick to it. But that narrow path leads to a narrow gate, and that narrow gate is the one and only Yeshua HaMashiach, the one they call Jesus. And we all have an option and a choice of what we decide to do, but the Bible is clear on this. That, you know, we're saved by the grace of Yeshua and only by his blood. However, we don't keep and we're not obedient to the word just to be saved, because we can't do that. We can't, works can't save us. So we don't do it to be saved. We're supposed to do it because we already are saved. You understand, folks? That's what it's supposed to be. We're already saved, and that's why we should do this. We should do this because he told us to do this. We got to continually repent and come to him on a regular basis and have a thankful, repentive heart. You can only have a repentive heart, folks, if you're willing to turn from your evil ways and your evil desires. And you can only do that if you know what evil is. If you know what wickedness is according to the scripture. And I will submit to you that most churches out there today are not teaching wickedness. They're not teaching what wickedness is. They're not given the reality of the scriptures that the Bible says, if you follow me, all will be well with you. But if you do not follow me and you are living a life of sin on purpose, I will not even hear your prayers, the scripture says. So we need to look at the Bible and stop listening to what man's words are saying and man's systems are saying, whether it's a system of Judaism, the system of Christianity, or any other system out there. If it counteracts what the Bible says, you have to make a choice. And the Bible, it says, today I give you life or death. Choose one so you may live. The life is in the words of Scripture that was brought out by example through Yeshua, HaMashiach, our Messiah. And then you have the world's ways that go completely against it. The world's ways that have no problem celebrating man's traditional Hallmark holidays, but they reject the biblical set appointed times of our Creator in the Bible. And then they wonder why all isn't well with them. Folks, I'm reaching out to you today because I care for you. I care for the truth, and also I have a responsibility as a believer to share the truth with others. And I'm sharing the word with you today, and what you decide to do with that is up to you. But it says clearly in the scripture. And today I want to look at Jeremiah. I want to look at Jeremiah 11. We're going to just break down a little this chapter, and we're going to see what I'm talking about and why so many people today are not getting their prayers answered, why they're not hearing back from Yahweh, our wonderful Creator, and what the problem may be. So, you know, our Creator is in control of the people that let him be in control of them. A rebellious heart, somebody who leaves his plan, that's like saying, I'm smarter than he is. And you do that and you're on your own, you know, I feel sorry for you. And the scriptures say, you know, whether you run to other idols and other gods and other ways, you know, the end is destruction. Because it's not another god, it's just an image. And you bow down to images and you think that image is going to help you? No. Our Creator gave us a comforter in Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. And He knows what we need. He has His plan for us, and it says it's for good and not disaster, to give us a future and give us a hope. And that's what we have to think. Do we want our own plan? Because in the Bible it says, there's a way before each man that seems right but ends in death. There's a way before each man that seems right. And that's our own way. That's our own flesh. That's what we want. But it ends in death. And you might say, well, we all die. And that's true, we all die. But they're not talking about a physical death. We're talking about a spiritual death. You're either born again or you're dead. And you have that option. You have that capability. So let's look at Jeremiah 11. And we'll go right into the first verse. It says, the word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, from our Creator, saying. So it came right from our Creator's mouth. Speaking to Him. A lot of people say they want to hear from our Creator, and He speaks to us in different ways. Sometimes it's through His word, sometimes it's a verbal voice, sometimes it's through somebody else. He does speak to us. But this is what we're reading right here. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, so now he's told to hear the words of this covenant and speak them to the men of Judah and to those living in Jerusalem. And he says, and say to them this. So this is the important thing, and this is why the word is so important. Because it's not about reading commentary and thinking, well, this is what the Bible says. No, that's what man says about the Bible. What I'm reading right now is what our Creator said. And Jeremiah is not an interpreter. A prophet is not an interpreter. A prophet is somebody who's repeating word for word what our Creator is telling them to repeat. Somebody that interprets the Bible, they transform it into what they think it's saying or what they think it means. No, a prophet is saying exactly what our Creator told them to say, regardless of the repercussions that have some people, if the people are against it, the people are upset about it. And it says, hear the words of this covenant and speak them to Judah and Jerusalem. And it says, and this isn't about Judah and Jerusalem, this is about obedient people. Those that want to be considered the people of Yahweh, those that want to be under His covering. He's given us these instructions, and He's given us these guidelines. And He said to them in verse 3, so says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel. And here it is, folks. Listen to this. And if you're a Christian going to church, I don't know if you've been ever told this by your pastor. I don't know if what your situation you're in, but these words should shake you. These words should straighten you out. It says, cursed is the man who does not obey the words of this covenant. Cursed is the man who does not obey the words of the covenant. And what covenant is he talking about? And it's very clear. The covenant that he cut with our forefathers. It's the Bible. The Bible is a contract. You see, all of this is about a marriage. And this is called a ketubah in Hebrew. It's a wedding contract. And it's like, I'm going to marry you. You're going to marry me. But this is what we're making our vows to do to each other. This is our promise. This is our vow. And this expresses His side of it, what His will is for us. And then we express our side of it by saying we accept Yeshua as Messiah. We are going to keep the covenant, the way of Yeshua. That's what we're going to do. But you break the covenant as soon as you start saying, well, I don't need to read the Bible because I'm saved by Yeshua's blood. No, now you need to read the covenant even more and study it to make sure you're not breaking it. The problem is most people out there today, including Christians, don't know what sin is. So they live a sinful life thinking they're living okay, but the scriptures are saying, cursed be the man that does not obey the words of this covenant. Sin is not obeying the words of the covenant. Cursed be the man who sins on a regular basis. I would submit to you that the majority of Christians out there that are keeping a pagan feast and the Hallmark holidays and denying the set appointed times that our Creator commands us to keep are living in sin. And as it says here, cursed be that man. Cursed be the Christian because they're following a man-made doctrine. Cursed be the Jewish people because they're following Judaism, a man-made doctrine. Cursed be the people of Islam. Cursed be the people of Buddha. Cursed be all these people because they're not following the words of Scripture. That's what he's telling us right there. That's what he told Jeremiah to tell the people. Again, verse 3, and say this to them, so says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel cursed the man who does not obey the words of the covenant. Ask yourself, folks, if you consider yourself a believer of the Most High, ask yourself, do you keep the words of the covenant? Do you know what they are? Do you keep them? Or do you run around saying, well, we can't keep all of them, so I'm going to go and break all of them? So I'm not even going to try. I'm going to make no attempt because it's impossible. No, we have to do the best we can do with what we got. And throwing it away and making an excuse is not the answer. He goes on to say in verse 4, and I'm not going to read it word for word, but I'll say, he says, obey my voice and do them according to all that I command you. Obey my voice and do all that I command you. When our Creator speaks to you, however it is, verbally, through someone else, you know, it's Him speaking to you, and you're accepting Yeshua, and you're saying, I will follow you. Yeshua is the way, and we are to be followers of the way of Yeshua, our Messiah. He says, obey my voice and do them according to, not some that I command you. See, this is a part that many Christians mess up or miss. It doesn't say, do some of all I command you. It says, obey my voice. So that's the first thing, obey my voice and do. So obey and do. Obey is to be obedient. And to do is an action word. So we have to do it according to all that I command you. So those three words there, that's verse 4 in chapter 11. It says, obey, so that's one word. Circle it, underline it in verse 4 of Jeremiah 11. Obey. Now what are we obeying? My voice. So this is from the Creator. He obey my voice. And then we got do, so this forward. So we do, so we got to obey the voice of our Creator. Then we got to do something. We got to take an action. And according to what? To all, to capital all, not some, not what we choose, not what we pick, but all that I command you to do. And then he goes on to say, so you shall be my people, and I will be your Elohim. And we go down to verse 6, and he told Jeremiah to cry this message out in the street, to tell everyone in the street, in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear the words of the covenant and do them. So now we have right again a second time saying, hear the words of this covenant and do them. See, folks, it's an action word. Is your Christian life an action? And I'm not only talking about the important part of the attitude and love of Yeshua, but what are you doing according to our Creator's guidelines and instructions? And it's not all summed up in love your neighbor and love your Creator, because if you're disobeying both, you're not following the Scripture. So how could you say you love living against His word? So we need to put that in perspective here. Verse 7 goes on to say, again, obey my voice. So you have this model or this model of Jeremiah, the prophet, that's hearing from our Creator, which is obey, listen, obey, and do. And that's it. That's the covenant our Creator asks us. Listen, obey, and do. Three things. Listen, obey, and do it. Take action. Hear what I'm saying. Hear my voice. Obey my voice. And put it into action and do it. And I have to submit to you, we go on and say, trust my voice. We need to trust Him. But what happened is what happens today, and not much has changed. The people didn't want to hear. As it says in the Bible, it says, today I give before you life and death, choose life so you may live, so you may have peace, so you may have comfort, that our Creator is a shield. Trust Him and He will direct your paths, not your will, but His will. It says it over and over again in the Bible, but the people do not listen. And Judah and Israel, they did not listen. They did not listen to His words. And as He promised, as it says in verse 3 of chapter 11, it says, cursed be the man who does not obey the words of this covenant. So that's what we have in chapter 3 of Jeremiah 11:3. Cursed be the man who does not obey the words of this covenant. And then we swing over to verse 10. And in verse 10, it says, the house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I cut with their fathers. So they're not listening. Our Creator does not lie, folks. He already said, cursed be the man that does not obey it. He told us. He warned us. And He's warning all of us. And I don't care about what you did yesterday. Start new right now. You might not have heard this, but now you're hearing this. So now what are you going to do? What choice are you going to make? Read the scripture for yourself. Read chapter 11 for yourself. He says, cursed be the man that does not obey this voice. Listen, obey, and do. But then he goes in verse 10 and says, the house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I cut with their fathers. And you might be thinking as a Christian, well, I'm not the house of Judah, or I'm not the house of Israel. First of all, you are Israel if you accept Yeshua as Messiah. And second of all, he brought us to this house at this time because that's where he was. But the principle is to those who claim to know Yeshua, cursed be the man who does not obey my word, still applies to you. So it says, the house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant, which I cut with their families. So anyone who thinks they're a believer, but they broke it. So if we translate that today, those that should know me have broke the covenant, which I cut with their fathers. So here's the problem, folks. Jeremiah 11:11. It's the fulfillment of Yah's truth, the fulfillment of our Creator's words. It says in verse 11:11 of Jeremiah, so Yahweh said this, behold, I bring evil on them from which they shall not be able to escape. And though they cry to me, I will not listen to them. Now, some people that don't understand the Bible think our Creator is cruel and his punishment is not granted. And he doesn't give people a warning. Did we just not read in verse 11:3 that he warned the people? And he does this all throughout his scriptures. He warns the people just like he did Rahab. The people knew the Israelites were coming back. They had 400 years to get it right, but they didn't listen. She was the only one that listened and she was spared. Jeremiah 11:3, cursed be the man who does not listen to my word. It says it all throughout the scriptures, all throughout the Torah that we should be reading. Cursed be the man that does not obey my words. And then it goes on to say, if you follow my words, not some, but all will be well with you. So verse 11:11 of Jeremiah says, so Yahweh says this, and then he gives them the curse. You know, he, Yahweh, will bring evil on them from which they shall not be able to escape. And though they cry for him, he will not listen. That is the curse. And it goes on to say in verse 14, not even to pray for people, not even to pray for those that completely oppose his order, his truth, his guidelines, and his instructions. People that refuse to repent, people that refuse to come to the truth of their errors of their ways. Yahweh says he's not even going to listen to them. So you think he's going to listen to your prayers for them? No, there's deception out there. People that have a true heart that are deceived. But when you hear the truth, it's time to step up. That's what it's time to do. And our Creator told us and warned us what we need to be doing, how we need to be doing it, and why we need to be doing it. But we live in a time today where you got this false gospel being preached. You live in a time today where people think it's okay to live against the words and instructions of our Creator. And you live in a world today where people try to get defensive and say, don't judge me. You know, I'm not judging you. I'm helping you. I'm trying to let you know you're in deep danger. You're about to get burned. The heat's coming up. It's time to get out. But no, you ignore me. And we have a responsibility as righteous believers to be watchmen. And when we see something on the horizon, we need to let people know. We need to let people know. Again, I'll say there's six things we need to be doing as a believer. We need to pray. We need to praise. We need to proclaim. We need to read and repent. And we need to submit. These are the things we need to do as believers. Did you hear that in there? Proclaim. We need to proclaim the word. Matthew 16:15, it says to go out there and proclaim the good news to every creature. Not some creature. To every creature. Go out there and give the good news to every creature. That's what we have to be doing. And we have to, folks. It's not a question of a choice. I believe it was Mark 16:15. But it's not a matter of choice. It's something that we are called to be doing. This is our calling. What are we supposed to be doing with the words that we've been saved? Now we're saved, or now we know Yeshua. Are we not to tell other people about Yeshua? Are we to say, well, it's done, we're saved, so we can just keep quiet about it? We have to set an example on a regular basis. We have to go out there, and we have to let people know. Now is the time, because time is running out. We have to let them know Yeshua is the way, the truth, and the light, and we have to express that. And we can't just never tell anyone. I ask believers, have you ever told anyone about the truth? And people said, they'd say, oh, no, you know, we're too embarrassed or something like this. Folks, you can't be embarrassed of the truth. You can't deny the truth. The truth will set you free. And if you're denying the truth, and part of the truth is, we have to let other people know. We have to let the world know. It was Mark 16:15, not Matthew. Mark 16:15 says, and he said to them, going into the world, preach the good news to all creatures. Preach the good news to all creatures, Mark 16:15. That is our responsibility as believers, what we must be doing. And we must take a joy in that, having joy and not having fear, because we have no problem asking the average stranger on the street for directions somewhere, or even talking to them about a secular event or something secular happened. Folks, do you understand you have a Messiah that died for you? He saved your life. He saved you from death row. If you knew somebody that died for you, would you not tell other people what that person did? If you were on death row and about to be sentenced and you were there and somebody came and took your place, would you not be interested to see more about this person and to learn more about him and fall in love with him and follow him? We have to stop being deceived, and it's my prayer that so-called wannabe believers, and I say wannabe because we want to follow Yeshua. We want to love him. We want to follow his ways. But his ways are ways. They're not just some stuff that went away. And that's what the church teaches you. You have to understand as a Christian that the Bible is not one book, it's one book. And you need to rip out that page that separates the original covenant from the renewed covenant, also mistakenly called the Old and the New Testament. No, it's one book, one way, one word, one instruction for all people. And that's what it says in Jeremiah. Obey the words of the covenant. Obey means to do and to keep the commandments of our Creator. Some people say, well, that's a legalistic message. No, it's a righteous message. It's what the Bible's telling us to do. It's what our Creator calls us to do. It's in His guidelines and instructions so clearly over and over again in the Scripture. And not only does it say, cursed be the man that obeys not the word of this covenant, that our Creator will bring evil on him. Ezekiel 33:11 goes on to say, you know, I take no pleasure in the death of wicked people. I only want them to change from their wicked ways so they could live. So he's like saying, I take no pleasure in people that are following man-made systems. I take no pleasure in people that are living against the ways that go against my ways. I don't take pleasure disciplining them, but they will be disciplined. The truth will be told, and they have a choice to follow or not follow. And it comes down to this, folks. It comes down to humility and repentance. That's what it really comes down to, because none of us are perfect, and all of us are short of perfection. But you know, our Creator knows our heart, and if our heart is repentant for those times where we can't meet His ideal, that's where the grace of Yeshua comes in. But when we just throw that away and treat it like toilet paper and go out there and acting like we could live against His word and it doesn't matter and there are no consequences, well, that's a whole other story, and that's what we have to be serious about and think about. We need to fear our Creator and not fear man. We need to fear the ways of our Creator and the results and the consequences that come along with living in sin and breaking His word. We do need to have a strong fear of that, and we need to stop fearing man's ways, and we need to trust Yahweh more. And that's a big problem, this lack of trust. You know, when you looked at the Roman soldier that came to Yahweh and he just said to Yeshua, he just said, you said it, so it's done. And Yeshua said, I've never seen such faith like this. Because people have a lack of faith. And we need to trust that the word is right, the order is right, scripture is right. And if we want to get it done right, you know, follow me and all will be well with you, as the Bible says. Do not follow the ways of man. Do not lean on your own will. You know, follow His will and His understanding, and He will bless you abundantly. As it says all throughout Scripture, from the beginning all the way to the end, if you want to be blessed, follow me. Follow me. And if you want to be cursed, break my guidelines and instructions. Break the covenant. Just get away from this. Just get, you know, it's that's what the Bible is. It's a whole bunch of examples of people that either followed the word or disobeyed the word and the result that happened to them. That is what the Bible is. If somebody asks, well, what is the Bible? Well, first you have the Torah, which are the instructions that our Creator wants us to follow. Then the whole rest of the original Testament and most of the New Testament is the people, if they either follow, stories about people that either followed or didn't follow the word and the consequences that they got. And even when the Savior came, he reassured the Torah. He pointed people towards the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. And then we have the revelation that talks more about the future of what those consequences will be, of what that evil he's talking about is, and explaining that. Well, folks, I hope something I said resonated with you today. And if you want more information, we have my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and we have local fellowship in South Florida. We meet 3 p.m. every Saturday in Lake Worth, Saturday being the Holy Sabbath of our Creator. 3 p.m. every Saturday in Lake Worth. And you can contact me at the phone number at the end of this video or audio. Or you can also go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, and you can contact me there. It's my passion and my responsibility, and yours as well, as believers, to let people know the truth. And then their blood is off your hands if they decide not to listen. We all have a choice. In the Bible, it says many are called, but few are chosen. And what it really means is many are called, but few choose. So what choice are you going to make? Are you going to choose the narrow path that leads to the narrow gate that Yeshua? They also, you know, or are you going to lead to the wide path, the wide gate, and appease the flesh, your flesh, and despise the word? And then you look at, and I remind you again about Genesis, about Jeremiah chapter 11:11, and what it said about the wickedness and the evil that our Creator will bring on people, and that he will not listen to our prayers. And it says in the scriptures, our Creator hears the prayers of the righteous, but he detests the prayers of the wicked. So keep that in mind. Remember those six things we need to be doing. We need to pray, praise, and proclaim, read and repent, and submit to our Creator on a regular basis. So thank you very much for listening today. Please share this message with somebody you know. You can go to the website broadcast and see them there. Until then, everybody have a blessed day, and shalom, shalom. Everybody, this is Paul Neese from Torah Life Ministries. I thank you so much for listening to the show today. And if you're interested in joining our fellowship, please contact me at the number at the end of this or go to my website. And we would love to have you come to our fellowship and learn more about the Hebraic roots of Yeshua, our Messiah,